happens at all, unfortunately.
Hi there, and thank you for holding. My name is Paul Jacob. Of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of how our service works, answer any questions that you have, and also, because it's a young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Not too bad. Got to finish up some paperwork and estimates.
Well, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and I'll certainly be respectful of your time. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure, Jacob, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's where we all go, you know, as consumers when we need something. And for you, especially being that it's a brand new company, that's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name Lone Star Electric, but they'll find you when they go on Google, go on Bing, and they type in electrician near me or panel upgrade, whatever they might type in. As long as it's a service you want to be found for and that we promote for your business, and as long as it's in that 30-45 mile radius, we'll make sure your business is one of those top options. Of course, you use Google, you know you won't be the only company that people will see when they do that search, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think it's a good thing. You're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. We're going to build a website for you. Of course, we want to give the people who see you on that first page the reasons to call you, and that way, by the time they start to dial your number, they're already hoping you answer the phone. They will have seen your website before they called. Now, it is a flat rate. We offer the service on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. Our job, of course, is just to get your phone ringing, keep sending you those jobs, and earn your business 1 month at a time. It's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there's going to be paid Facebook ads as well. And like I said, that website would be included. With the new business rate saving you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service, you'd be looking at a savings of $300 a month, and it would bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That would be the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. So you're not paying for each individual lead, whether you get the job or not. Our job, of course, is just to get your phone ringing. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it is month to month, designed to get your phone ringing directly, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Well, my phone's kind of ringing too much already.
Okay. It's just you doing the work. That's not a bad problem. It's a good problem to have. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm doing all the estimates. I'm doing all the work. I'm doing all the bookkeeping. I'm paying all the bills. I'm doing everything. I don't have anybody with me.
So right.
It is. I've done it for years, and worked another full time job, and never advertised anything. It was all word of mouth. So my name has been out there for a while as far as what I'm doing.
But officially, it's new as like a full time business. Is that accurate?
From the past year, yeah.
Okay.
Probably in 2023.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, I mean, you've been doing it for a while and in the area and people do know you, and that's great, you know, because a traditional word of mouth is always going to be, you know, one of the very best ways to get new business. And it works almost the same way with Google. You know, it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And every new customer that finds you online, someone who didn't already know the name of your business, didn't get recommended to you by somebody else, but found her just by typing in keywords related to the electrical work that you do. Well, that becomes a new customer for life, someone who can use your services down the road for a different project or recommend you to their friends. So it's going to keep your phone ringing. Now, Lulu did attach an Angie Leads profile here, so I don't think you would have signed up for that if you weren't able to take on at least a little bit more work here and there. Now, the two of them don't conflict.
So that's pretty much a back pocket deal, just kind of like the Home Depot Pro referral stuff.
Right, right.
I've got both of their services. So I got both of their services paused, and for whatever reason, if it gets slow enough to where I don't do anything, I unpause it. All that's right there, and there's already stuff coming in from their stuff that I'm passing on that I'm not using them right now. I still get the notifications, but all of my stuff is paused. So I don't have the time. Now what you're talking about is are you talking about building a website and tying it to it,
right,
and doing all the SLE services for that?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we'd be doing for you. So you'd have that website, and of course, you know, that allows us to talk even about your experiences. I mean, you've got kind of the best of both worlds. You are someone who's been in the industry for a long time, yet the business itself is new. It's easy for us to kind of promote you as the guy you should trust, the guy you should call, the guy with experience. And yet, since the company itself is about a year old officially, you qualify for the reduced rate. You know, that's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Now, it does include $100 of Facebook ads. I mean, you're willing to go maybe up to 40 miles, 45 miles, you know. If you wanted to keep it even a little bit more local, like 25, 30 miles, we could probably get by without doing the Facebook ads. I mean, in time, you would see your relevance and authority spread out anyway, but the Facebook ads allow us to target, you know, from your doorstep outward to, you know, 40, 50, 70 miles if we're going that far. But the local campaign would still get you found for the people closer to home. And since you're not starving for work and it's basically just you, that might even be a better way to go. It is more budget friendly at $199 versus $299, and the website's still included, you know. So it's just designed to get your phone ringing just a little bit closer to home. It is still offered on a month-to-month basis.
All right, so if you signed up to what's the span of the signing up? You sign up for and you start paying it, and then how long does that run before you cancel it?
So it is month.
If you was wanting to cancel it.
Yeah, it's month to month. You know, there's no long term contract. You can certainly stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. Our clients do keep the service long-term, though, because it's profitable to be on that first page. I mean, if you can imagine, we're building a website for you and including it at no additional cost, creating all the additional content that Google needs to see for your business to be on that first page in the local area. That $199 doesn't even really begin to cover our costs, so we'd have to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us. But we've been doing this since 2004. Our job is to make it affordable. You know, keeping our doors open 20 years, our success comes from the success of our clients. Our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Getting those calls coming directly to you allows you to kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you, something you can fit into your
budget.
And what's
the company name?
The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. I'm going to send you right now a link to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work exactly like a text message, so I'm sending that right now. You should be able to open that up on your smartphone at the very top of it. It says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up?
Yeah, you're on speaker. I've got it open now.
Perfect. Like I was about to say, you're going to be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those searches. You can also see the work that we do to put you and keep you on that first page. All the directories and destinations that we need to create, they'll all have their own clickable link. You can see that content has been created. The website, of course, is included. You can also monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms because we do create all the directories that Google wants to see. Most of them allow someone to write a review. Wherever that review originates, whether it is on Google or Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, it all does repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to reviews for you. We would do that, of course, at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, 19 years of industry expertise. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. We offer the service on a month-to-month basis, so obviously our clients keep the service. We got to get your phone ringing and earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. But like I said, our clients do love the service because it works. You know, nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. There's a blue tinted photo about halfway down. Just below that, it says Google Ads Partner. And right below that is a box that says Google Partner. Got a colorful Google G inside it. You can click anywhere inside that box. It's not just copy and paste it off of the internet. It's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on that box, it goes to Google.com. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. So we'll always make sure you've got the right content online to keep you ahead of your competitors. Now, below that is where it says SEO packages. The $199 is a 50% reduction in the cost of the Pro package. Like I said, the $299 would include Facebook paid ads. That's the Platinum package. But you're looking at 50% off the cost of any package that you would see there. Like I said, for the needs of your business, I think the Pro or Platinum package would be ideal. What I would do to make it even more affordable for you, just as an opportunity to get it going for you and kind of prove to you how effective and profitable it can be, I'd be willing to waive that setup fee. Now, that setup fee is usually there to help us cover the cost of creating that content. But like I said, I wouldn't be offering it to you below our cost if I didn't already know that you'd love it and that you'd probably keep it long term. So I'd be more than happy to waive your setup fee.
So where is there somewhere I can go and see examples of web pages?
Yeah, I mean, I can even text out a website for you. The important thing about any website is that it's seen. You know, most consumers want to see a website before they make a buying decision. Unfortunately, most business owners don't really realize that, you know, unless it's on that first page, most people are not even going to see it. I'm just going to send you a text message just with the email. You can click on it or copy and paste it or open it up. I don't think it's hyperlinked at this point, but this is the one that I've got in my email. I just sent it out though as a text message. I don't have an email address for you. This is one of our clients. He's an electrician also, and he's been using our service for a long time, kind of given us permission to use his website as an example. But of course, it would be specific to your company and even your photos and things like that. But I mean, it's a Google compliant website, it's mobile optimized, it's conversion driven, multiple tabs, multiple pages, really as much as you need, and it's fully customizable too. So anything that you need or want to have on your website, we would be able to do that for you. And of course, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So we can use any photos that you have now. I mean, I know we're kind of focusing right now on residential, and you're able to do commercial and industrial, but at this point you're just focusing on residential. But my point is that anything that you want, any changes that you need, any services that you need added, I mean, there's no additional cost for that. And there's no additional cost for anything. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay, so say I sign up and get into this, 6 months down the road, I want to cancel, and for whatever reason, and sure. What happens to that web address?
So, you know, of course, any website needs to be hosted somewhere for someone to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to stop using the service but keep the website active, you've got a couple of options. One, we could either simply continue to host your website and make updates to it, but provide no other services. There's a modest hosting fee. I think it might be $29 a month or something like that, which would include updates. Or we could transfer the domain over to you. So you're not going to lose everything if you stop using our service. In fact, your Google listing will typically set that up with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access. So you'd have an increased online presence above and beyond what you've already got, even if you did stop using our services.
Okay. I'm looking through this website here.
Yeah, sure. No, of course. A lot of business owners know a website's important. Some of them go the wrong route, though. You know, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars. They wait 6 or 8 months to get that website completed. A web developer builds out that site, and it looks great. But if it doesn't have the SEO attached to it, if it's not on that first page, it ends up kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road, right? I mean, you could have the biggest billboard in the world. You could have music playing and spotlights. You could have dancing girls next to it. But if it's not where people are going, you know, they wouldn't even know it's there. So, you know, our job first and foremost is to get you on that first page where people could see you as an option. The websites that we do are Google compliant. They're right in line with what most people have as far as, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of websites. I mean, it's actually listed on our website at $2,500. I typically in a week sell one or three of those, you know, for like $3.99, $4.99. In this case, though, I'd be, like I said, including that website at no additional cost. Of course, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you really do want to go, how much work you can take on, of course, what the budget allows. I mean, at least on the surface, and you can always add the Facebook ads in later if you wanted to start with that local campaign, but which of those two packages, the Pro or the Platinum, the $199 or the $299, do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
Honestly, I don't know if I need my phone to ring any more than what it is right now.
Well, you know, I get it. And I mean, you have to be able to at least take on a little bit more work for it to be worth doing. But you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs just to break even. For most of your services, even one job would more than justify, especially that $199. And that's a great place to start. And if you don't need more work than that, you don't have to add the Facebook ads or anything else. There are some bells and whistles off of the other packages that I could include in that Pro package. I mean, as long as it's not like pay-per-click ads or anything that we'd have to pay for, then we don't have to pass that cost on to you. We could do the $199 package with the website included, even a couple of jobs here and there, even being able to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. I think you'd be more than happy with the service. And, you know, obviously, if you're ever looking to grow your business and, you know, add in commercial work or hire more people or anything like that, you'd have that placement on the website. And even if you don't, you know, just keeping it you and taking on the residential work and the smaller jobs here and there. I mean, at $199 a month with the website included, like I said, a couple of extra jobs here and there more than justifies the expense.
I've had somebody offer me, and I'm looking for the messages. And I don't remember what it was. Um, But I've had a couple of offers for this type of service. Might not be the exact same thing. And I was hesitant to do it right minute because that's just one more.
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, the timing has to be right. And if you've gotten any, like, quotes for anything, you know, significantly lower than the $199, then it would not be for the same service. There are companies out there. They're called Google resellers. The name implies it. What they do is sell and resell the same service to businesses and their competitors, and really all it is getting you verified with Google. I mean, that's the process that's become a little bit more comprehensive and a little more challenging if you're not a Google partner, but even business owners can go through that process on their own. It just takes a little bit of time. It doesn't cost you anything. That's kind of like a digital business card. Google recognizes that you're an active business in the local area, but you wouldn't be on the first page. People would have to kind of basically type in your name to see that listing. But this would have you on that first page. I mean, you know, if you think about it like this, like the yellow pages, you know, 25, 30 years ago, all we had was the yellow pages. And that's why, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the smart business owners were all double A this or triple A, quadruple A that. It put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically, so they got more phone calls. Now, part of it works the same way. The guy we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that's available to do the job and has a fair price, that's the guy that we call and hire. But we don't make that search off of the yellow pages. We use our smartphone. Google doesn't list alphabetically. They look for relevant content. And if you were verified, you'd be somewhere on Google, the back pages. You know, it's like being buried back in the alphabet. You don't get a whole lot of phone calls. But this would have you on that first page. Get you a couple extra phone calls, a couple extra jobs here and there, and certainly more than justify the cost. So if you're getting any phone calls or offers for something, anything significantly lower than this, it would just be really to verify your listing, which, you know, like I said, it's just to be kind of in Google somewhere. But, you know, if it's not on that first page, it doesn't really help you much.
I haven't finished the steps on the verification. I was having issues with the video upload.
It's not easy. You know, it's not easy. I mean, it never was, like, straightforward and easy. It was always a little kind of convoluted, the whole entire process. But it's become even more challenging about 6 or maybe 8 months ago. Google's really trying to make sure that every business on Google is a legitimate business, you know, so they do want you to go through some sort of video process. They want to make sure that if someone were to call you, you would in fact be able to provide the services listed. So the whole process of getting PIN verified has become a little bit more challenging. Like I said, it's a little bit more comprehensive. It is all by design, and it's to benefit the consumer. And we're consumers too, so we want to make sure that the people that we're calling are legitimate businesses too, so we can appreciate that. But that would be one of the very first things that we would do. Of course, it's not a service that we charge for. It's just one of the necessary steps to getting you on that first page. So everything's included in that $199 package. And of course, as long as you decide to keep the service, even if you're in business for years and become a well-established company, maybe you love the service down the road, you want to keep it, you know, your rate's not going to go up. That new business rate, while it is the lowest rate we offer to the public, it is kind of a promotional rate for a new business. It's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. Even if we have to raise our price down the road, your price would never go up. You'd still be at that $199. Like I said, it's month to month for a good reason. It has to get your phone ringing, and I know you said that, you know, that's not your main concern. You've got jobs coming in, but if you've got a couple of extra jobs here and there and it's profitable and you want to keep the service, I mean, it's definitely worth having. And of course, that's where our success comes in. You know, like I said, that $199 with the website, we'd have to actually earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense for us.
Say if I went with y'all on this and the Google verification was done and all that, how does that pan out, say, if I cancel it for
right,
five or 9 months or whatever, if I wanted to do that?
Yeah, so like I said, we'll typically get that all set up with you having ownership access to the Google listing, with us just having managerial access. So if you ever do stop using the service, you do still have that verified Google listing. You do still have access to it because you're on it as the owner. I mean, I understand that concern too. I've been doing this for a long time, and every now and then I talk to a business owner and I'm talking to them about their very active business, and I say, well, you know, I see you're verified on Google, but you're marked permanently closed. What's going on? And he says, oh, I work with BrandRep or PageHub or Townsquare, or, you know, whatever it is. It's always different. And they mark me as closed when I stop using their service. Well, you know, obviously we can't do that. We're a Google partner. Everything has to be done by Google guidelines. So like I said, you would always have ownership of that Google listing even if you stopped using our service.
Okay.
You said you had a little bit of difficulty with the video and getting video verified on your own. And, you know, we understand that process. We've been doing it a long time. We do work with Google's back-end team. Sometimes we can just get your phone verified and things like that. Whatever needs to be done, you know, we can expedite that process because, like I said, we promise first page placement. We have to deliver on that. So that means we have to do whatever is necessary to get that process going for you. So it's something that, like I said, is increasingly more difficult for business owners, but definitely something that we're ready and able to do for you.
All right. What's the sign-up process?
So one of the very first things that we would do, and maybe tomorrow if you've got a little bit more time, we'd have you speak with one of our client interview technicians. It takes about a half an hour, but that's where we want to go into a little bit more detail about the services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services, anything like a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that, talk about your website, how you want it to look, and things like that. That would be a follow-up call. From then, you've got access to your tracking and reporting system. We do hope that our clients use it. We know that the clients that do access their tracking system have a better understanding of how well the service is working. They keep the service long term. But some of our clients just ask someone who's never called, hey, where'd you hear about me? How'd you find me? And they say, oh, I saw your website on Google. You know, obviously you would know that we built that website and you would know that the service is working for you. So really after that client interview, all you have to do is answer your phone. And as long as you answer the phone and talk to the people on the other end, I think you're going to do pretty well with the service. There is one other
option open.
So, I mean, the position is what we're trying to fill. As far as the pricing goes, I mean, you are still a young company. Even a month or a year from now, you'd still be considered a young company. You'd still, you know, qualify for that reduced rate. But it is our job to fill this position. It's been about 40, 45 minutes since this position became available. We have reached basically the end of our day here. But, you know, Lulu wanted me to speak with you. I think you'd be a great fit for it. You know, like I said, it's month to month. I was about to say one of the other things, that's pretty much the only other thing that I would have to do on my end, in addition to scheduling that follow-up call, if it's something you decided to move forward with, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer because we're Google partners. It's necessary. It outlines your service agreement and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we're actually waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you could stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Um, Yeah, I mean, I'll listen to it.
Okay. Give me just a second then to pull it up, and let me get a little bit of information here. It's Lone Star Electric, and then is it SETX LLC?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's just an abbreviation for Southeast Texas.
Gotcha, of course. And then you wanted the LLC, though, to be part of the branding of the business. I see it on the Angie's, and I understand it's an LLC, but, I mean, it's totally up to you if you want to include the LLC. We just want to make sure that your business information is accurate across the board and consistent. So I've got that Lone Star Electric SETX LLC. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to say LLC behind it. I think that's what Angie had, because I think that's what's actually filed through the state.
Right, right. And my recommendation, if anyone ever asks, is to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's, and it seems like you feel the same way. So I've removed the LLC from that. So on the website, it's just going to have the Lone Star Electric, and then, of course, the abbreviation for Southeast Texas. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, would this be the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number, the 409-313-2499?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is, of course, a smartphone. You can receive a text message. Most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. The website that we'll build will also have a contact form, so people can fill that out, tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. You'll always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, they're trying to reach out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, from time to time we would email things out to you. Jacob, what's a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
Well, right now, it's actually LoneStarConstructionSETX@gmail.
Okay, so LoneStarConstructionSETX@gmail. And then, oh, Lulu never did get your last name.
My last name is Cook, C-O-O-K.
Okay, Mr. Cook. So, oh, the other thing I wanted to ask, and then I'll get to that voice verification, see if you like what it says. The Angie's has got a physical address, 6580 Day Farm Road, but my understanding is that your business is service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one ever does come to you. That's not a physical address that you would want us to promote. It's not like a brick-and-mortar or a showroom location for your customer?
No, sir. Yeah, no, it's not a storefront.
Is that your residence?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we sure wouldn't want to list that. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck, and, of course, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, I'll get to that voice verification. Like I said, you can stop me at any time if you got a question or want me to clarify my question. I do have it pulled up here, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jacob, this part of the call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your potential order, for the sake of the recording this time, could you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Lone Star Electric SETX.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. Mr. Cook, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I want to make sure that you've got Lone Star is actually two words.
Yes, I do have that as two words. No hyphen, just
okay.
two separate words.
Okay, yeah. All right, what was your next question there?
It just says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jacob Cook, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Cook, as the owner of Lone Star Electric SETX, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for the company. And then if you did decide to move forward with the service, the billing information that you would use, you'd be an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it would be our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Cook, of course, you would agree to that, right?
As timely as I possibly could, yes. I've got a lot of stuff going on and not a whole lot of time to pick the phone and look at jobs and just get them done. So
we say 48 hours. That's timely for us.
No.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month-to-month, no contract. The reason we ask, though, is all the content we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important, it's our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent, including leaving off the LLC and not having that listed anywhere online. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Cook, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then with it being, of course, a month-to-month service, this does include content. It says your payment, if you did choose to move forward, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I would actually waive altogether, could even be charged today, the 18th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 would be both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It would include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the website included at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. And again, that $199 is a fixed flat rate. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. Recurring billing would continue on the 18th of the month. Billing automatically at that exact amount of $199 as long as you choose to keep the service. It is, like I said, month to month. There is no long-term contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And as I mentioned, you can pause the service if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, Mr. Cook, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, though, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jacob, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Cook, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, the pausing part of it, does it pause? What all does that pause?
So it pauses everything, including the billing. Now, when it's on pause, we don't take anything down, but we would kind of stop updating and optimizing things. So it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can't stop pedaling. You'll keep on going. You might even pick up speed for a bit, but then if it's like paused for like, and it really only affects your placement if it's like 3 or 4 months or more. If it's paused for that long without us updating and creating blog posts where possible and things like that, you would slowly see your placement fall off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight, but it would start to trickle off that first page. But of course, as long as it's just paused for a month or two or three, it really wouldn't affect your placement much. But we do pause the billing too. We don't charge you during that pause or after the fact. Everything is on pause and just picks back up when you're ready to start again.
Okay.
I mean, it is, like I said, month to month. Did you have any other questions, or did you want to go ahead and get this started?
I think we'd get started.
Okay. Like I said, the one thing I would do would be to schedule that follow-up call with your client interview technician. And then for that initial payment of just $199, Mr. Cook, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Now, the initial payment is going to be the monthly payment?
Correct, yes. It's $199. It would bill from today until April 17th. It would be scheduled to bill again. If you decided to keep the service, it would be scheduled to bill again on April 18th. There's no setup.
Okay, still at $199.
Correct. Yeah, the setup fee is waived. The reduced cost is $199. Then that's a fixed rate that'll never go up.
Okay, it's going to be a Visa.
On that particular card, Mr. Cook, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both.
My name and the business name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Okay, so Jacob Cook on the card. You said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do, Mr. Cook. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 479-8-5105.
Yes, sir.
2738.
Okay.
2713.
And the expiration month and year?
That's going to be 0328.
I've got 03 of 2028. Thank you, sir. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
219.
219. So I've got 219 on the back of the card. I've got March or 03 of 2028 as the expiration date. Mr. Cook, was the card itself 4798-5105-2738-2713?
That's it.
Is that bill at the home address, the 6580 Day Farm Road, 77632?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and that email does have our client support phone number as well as the email address, the hours of operation. If you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now, but you will, like I said, receive an email with that information in about a minute.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Mr. Cook, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The first available would be tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Last available tomorrow is 5 o'clock. That's Central Time. Looks like there's at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something mid-morning, later in the day, late in the day, like this time or something like that?
Tomorrow at this time will probably be at a ball game. So
okay.
I would think. I don't know how long the call would cost. I mean, how long it would take.
Takes about a half an hour. Right. So it's
are
just
they
kind of
need me to sit in front of a computer?
No. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It's just stuff off the top of your head. You could be at a ball game. You could be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. But, you know, like things like your mission statement and how many employees you've got, how long you've been in business and things like that. Most of it is stuff that we will be able to use on the website. Helps us build that content, you know, mission statement and things like that. Some of it is just stuff we need to have on file for everything to be Google compliant. You definitely do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It takes about a half an hour. We schedule by the hour, but it usually gets to you in the first part of that hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of that. So we could do as early as 9 or as late as 5. Like I said, it takes about a half an hour.
Yeah, let's shoot for the 9.
9 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 9 until 10. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might already be on a phone call, in which case they'll, of course, call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you either way. I did want to add just another layer of protection here, just another added bit of security, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Lone Star Electric, SETX, even if it's you, Mr. Cook, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important. Anyone who calls you moving forward, if they tell you that they are with Google or even if that they tell you they're with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer and the question. If they can't get you that information within like 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is already attached to your account. It is there for your protection. It clearly states it would bill once a month on the 18th for $1.99 and not a penny more. So, you know, like I said, if they're asking you for money, just let them go. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Cook, which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll go with the first one.
The city you were born in? And then... What is the answer?
Beaumont.
It is Beaumont. Okay, I got to type that in twice. It has to be in lowercase for some weird reason. Okay, you're all set and squared away there. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you did get everything.
Cool. I've got three of them.
Yeah. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes they get separated, but in this case they did not. You got the welcome email with the information that I've already given you. I think just about every email has somewhere on there our contact info. You've got the one that says action needed, pictures needed for the Google verification. Like I said, that process has gotten a little bit more comprehensive. There's a list of things on there. It doesn't have to be everything, but if you can help me out with sending us any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card. Of course, there's no real physical workplace. Usually, you know, Google's happy with a picture of your service vehicle parked in front of your home, you know, where it is when you're not using it for work, or even just a close-up of your tools in the vehicle itself. Is the business licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So all of that, any of that, pictures you can send, there's a link there that you can use to send that to us. That's going to help us expedite the process and maybe even help us with just like a phone verification instead of the video, or even just send you a PIN card through the mail. Google does still like that one. And then the other one that I wanted you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on that click here, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Yeah, everything's on there. I don't want to walk you through it, but it does populate your mobile number and then a couple of boxes below it. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. One is that you agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. Once you've got those two boxes,
okay,
click. Type in your name. It's case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it, and then hit the confirm signature box to the right. And that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we're including a website, etc. If it's taking you to the next page where it asks for a username and a password, you can stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, Mr. Cook, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. At this point, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it is asking you to log in. We actually do have to do the client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but within the next day or so after your client interview, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. Looks like I can give you the username. That's already been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username, of course, is just 409-313-2499. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. That's for the follow-up call tomorrow. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Anything and everything can be emailed to the support email. Please do, if you need to contact us by email, please include your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That helps us to access the information and then forward it out to the right department. You're all set and squared away there. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that that follow-up call is scheduled in that 9 o'clock hour. Like I said, I do hope that I'm available for those first few minutes of that phone call. I'd certainly like to say a quick hello to you. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Cook. I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jacob. I really appreciate your time. We'll be talking tomorrow at around 9 o'clock, and I hope that I'm available for that phone call. You have a great rest of the night, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Jacob. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
Bye.